With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump's special envoy arriving in Israel to address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. In the last 24 hours, the Gaza Health Ministry claims dozens of Palestinians have been killed while attempting to get aid. However, the Israeli military says those civilian casualties can be traced straight to Hamas. Envoy Steve Witkoff is meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. President Trump says Canada's announcement that it will recognize a Palestinian state will make it very hard for the United States to reach a trade agreement with Ottawa. Ukrainian authorities say a Russian drone and missile attack has left at least 8 people dead in Ukraine, 82 wounded.
Russia fired 300 Shahed and decoy drones and 8 Iskander K cruise missiles overnight into Thursday, the Ukrainian Air Force says. The large-scale attack targeting the Kyiv, Dnipro, Poltava, Sumy and Mykolaiv regions. Ukrainian Air Forces intercepted and jammed the majority, but 5 missiles and 21 drones struck targets. The Kyiv attack killed a 6-year-old boy and wounded over 50 others. I'm Charles DeLedesma.
A man has been arrested in the killings of a couple in front of their 2 children at a state park in Arkansas. Suspect charged with 2 counts of capital murder. Clinton David Brink and Kristen Amanda Brink were found dead Saturday. Their 2 young daughters were not harmed.
Nothing like that should ever take place. And for a family to have to go through and deal with that level of tragedy is something that no one should ever experience, and something that we never want to take place in our state.
That is Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. The 2 little girls are being cared for by their family members. This is SRN News. Well, the Federal Trade Commission needs your help.
The agency is investigating allegations that providers of sex change operations for children broke the law by failing to warn their customers about the risks. And so the FTC is soliciting input from the public. Anyone who has a story about a sex change operation they regret can log into FTC.gov and answer some questions. President Trump has vowed to limit the LGBT agenda wherever he can and roll back the promotion of transgenderism in the government and elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of more than 20 states suing the Trump administration over efforts to cut Medicaid payments to Planned Parenthood. Lawsuit challenges part of the president's budget bill that cuts reimbursements to major providers of abortions. The states argue that the provision's language is unclear about which organization it applies to. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street opened with solid gains on the strength of some blowout corporate earnings reports from the AI-obsessed tech sector. Facebook parent company Meta jumped 11.6% overnight after the social media giant crushed Wall Street sales and profit targets as the company continues pouring billions of dollars into artificial intelligence. Microsoft shares climbed 8.4% overnight after it also posted better results than analysts were expecting. South Korea is the latest country to reach a trade deal with the U.S. It calls for a 15% tariff on South Korean imports. President Trump says South Korea has also agreed to buy American energy and will invest $350 billion in the U.S. Tomorrow is President Trump's deadline for other countries to reach trade deals with the U.S. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com.